Hi, everyone, and Happy New Year. This is episode 90 of the Convenient Counselor Podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And over the last few weeks, my self-care has looked like reminding myself to practice self-care and also listening to a lot of podcasts. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas and you're jumping into the new year. This podcast exists to create a safe space for you to learn more about yourself and about mental health topics on your time. This is no substitution for actual therapy, but I hope it can be a good supplement and you walk away with something to apply to your week ahead. If you're listening to this when this episode is released, it is a new year. We are in the first week of 2022. That seems odd even saying, but this time of year is full of new year, new you slogans. What are all your goals? What are you resetting? What are you starting fresh? And I always laugh because in reality, New Year's Eve, it's a Friday to a Saturday. It's just another week on the calendar. But our culture, our society has made this a focus to create new resolutions, to make a shift towards something new in your life. I'm all about goal setting. I'm all about evaluating what's going on in your life. But I want to begin this episode by saying, if you have zero resolutions and life is continuing as is, kudos to you. There is nothing wrong with that. I don't want anyone setting goals feel like they are being forced into doing so. Because statistically, whatever goal you're forced into probably isn't going to work or isn't going to happen. But today I want to pose the question, what needs to be new? I don't like the slogan, new year, new you. It implies that you need to change everything about yourself in order to have a great year ahead. And that's simply not true. Sure, there are habits that might need to be improved or choices that need to be made to make some small changes. But in reality, you don't need to reinvent yourself just because the calendar says it's a new year. But if you are bound and determined to make some things new, what is it that needs to be new in your life? In order to answer that question, you have to answer the follow-up question, which is, what's already working for you? It might seem silly to need to refresh you on the definition of new, but one of the definitions that I love is that new means already existing, but seen, experienced, or acquired recently or now for the first time. So if you can look at the word new a little differently, rather than it being starting from scratch, what's something that's already there or in you that maybe you haven't given a fresh perspective or you're seeing through new eyes? I wish I could climb into each of your situations and point out all the wonderful things that you're already doing, but since I'm not able to do that, I'll give a few examples. Maybe you're already good at cutting yourself some slack, not beating yourself up when you mess up, and through new eyes, quote unquote new, you can know going into this year, I'm going to continue to give myself grace to myself and maybe even to those around you as well. Or maybe you picked up a new hobby this year. Maybe you had more downtime or you've made changes in your life and you learned a new skill or you picked up something that brings you joy that hadn't before. Going into a new year, maybe your fresh perspective on that is, I will continue practicing this and I want to learn something new to go along with it. It doesn't have to be starting from scratch. It can be taking something you've done well and you want to carry with you into the new year. My point is, I want to move away from new year, new you, and go into new year, same you, with a new perspective. Or it's just a new year. We have gone from Friday to Saturday last week, and things are still continuing. My goal today is for you to do a little bit of reflection, not a lot. Sometimes that sounds exhausting when we are on a break, or maybe your kids are home from school, or maybe they're just going back and you have a little bit more time to carve out some margin. What areas of your life need to be new? What areas need to be looked at from a new perspective? Already there, but seen or utilized for the first time. What friendships can you invest in more? What support system is right there in the wings, but you really haven't tapped into that, or you haven't equally given back what they've given you, or maybe just pursued a little bit more? What about in your own home? If you're married, what parts of your marriage need to be seen as new or utilized in a new way? If you have children, the start of the year does present a new opportunity to look at things with fresh eyes. This doesn't say overhaul it, start all over again. And you've probably made mistakes in the past. I know I have. I tell my kids all the time, I'm human. I make mistakes all the time. I've been a parent as long as my oldest has been alive, so I'm no expert at this. But what do you want to carry in from last year? And what areas need a new perspective? Whether you actually write this down, or maybe you just want to think about it while you are going about your day. Different areas of your life. Maybe mind, body, spirit. That's always an easy place to start. What about your way of thinking? Do you want to carry into this year? And what needs to be new? Given new life, looked at from a different perspective. Or maybe actually starting something from scratch. Maybe you need to be more positive and give more grace to yourself. What in your body did you do well last year? And what do you want to have a new mindset about or a new approach to this year? And then spirit. This can be the heaviest one sometimes because it seeps into every other part of our lives. I firmly believe we are holistic beings. You cannot separate mind, body, spirit. They are all components of one person. And on the spiritual side, are there parts of the habits and choices you make regarding your spirit that you want to carry into this year? Or maybe you're walking into a new year with a really heavy burden and you're just not sure where to put it. I've mentioned in the past that the ultimate convenient counselor, who is always willing and ready and wants to have a relationship with you, is Jesus. And if you do not have a relationship with him and you would like more information, please reach out to me. Obviously, you do not need to have that relationship to listen to this podcast, but it's a core part of who I am and everything that I do. And I know it's something that could change your life if you would like for it to as well. In next week's episode, we are going to talk about the concept of habit stacking. It's one of my favorite ways to get things done, and it's one of the most efficient and effective ways to achieve your goals. But for right now, ease into the new year. Give yourself lots of grace. Don't try to overhaul your entire life in 1 week, but take inventory. What are you bringing into 2022 that worked last year? What didn't work and you want to have new perspective or make something new out of it? But remember, you're incredible just the way you are. You've got this, and I am cheering you on. Thanks for listening.